Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Advertisers on Facebook can now target customers based on their spending behavior. US Hispanics are still lagging behind the rest of the US population when it comes to internet penetration. And influencers on Instagram will soon be able to mark their posts as sponsored if a brand has paid for promotion. Facebook has rolled out two new tools that allow advertisers to target customers who are most likely to spend the most money on their products. The first tool is called Value Optimization and uses data collected from the Facebook Pixel to estimate how much money a user is likely to spend on the advertiser's website over a 7-day period. The ad bid is then automatically adjusted so that these predicted high-value spenders will be targeted with an ad. In order to use value optimization, advertisers must be running website conversion ad sets that are optimized for purchases in Ad Manager. The second tool is actually an update to its lookalike audiences feature and allows advertisers to add a value column to their customer list. Facebook will then be able to target users who are similar to the customers marked as high value. This feature is available across all objectives in Ad Manager and Business Manager. Facebook hopes that these tools will help advertisers to specifically target the highest spending users and more efficiently optimize for revenue. US Hispanics are still lagging behind the rest of the US population when it comes to internet penetration, according to research by eMarketer. Currently, 79.8% of US Hispanics use the internet compared to 83.7% of the general US population. This gap is predicted to remain until at least 2021. Furthermore, Hispanics use the internet differently in terms of language. A spokesperson from Univision has rebutted the misconception that US Hispanics always use English online, saying that they search in whatever language is most appropriate for what they're searching for. Separate pieces of research from Yahoo and Latinum Network back up this statement. 54% of third-generation US Hispanics actively seek out online content that is tailored to them as Hispanic. Additionally, amongst bilingual Hispanics, 69% say that the majority of the videos they watch are in Spanish, with 62% saying the same for written online content. Instagram has announced that it'll soon roll out a way for influencers to mark their posts as sponsored if a brand has paid for promotion. When a user flags their post or story as sponsored, then a label will be placed at the top saying paid partnership with the brand's name, as well as the obvious ethical reasons why paid for posts should be marked as such. US Federal Trade Commission's guidelines state that influencers and brands can be punished if they fail to mark such posts as sponsored. Instagram hopes that these ethical and legal reasons will encourage influencers to use the new feature. To sweeten the deal, it's also announced that influencers and brands who mark posts and stories as sponsored will be able to view improved metrics as to their performance. The feature will be initially rolled out to a limited set of partners over the coming weeks before then potentially being rolled out further. Research by Beaufort Analysis and Crowd Analyzer has revealed the Egyptian social media landscape. 17 million Egyptians use social media, equivalent to 30% of the country's total population. Facebook is by far the most popular social network with 17 million users. There is a strong gender imbalance, however, with males outnumbering women on the platform at a ratio of about 2-1. Twitter and Instagram are much less popular in Egypt, with just 2 million and 2.8 million users respectively. The most popular topics on Egyptian social media channels in 2016 included politics, sport, and Pokemon Go. And finally, to celebrate 30 years since the GIF was first invented, Facebook has made it possible for users to use GIFs in comments. When users now go to comment on a post, they have the option to tap on a GIF button, search for what they want to find, and then choose a GIF they want to use. GIFs are hugely popular. Users sent 13 billion GIFs on Facebook Messenger in 2016, equivalent to almost 25,000 GIFs every minute. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.